morning Rabbi Dreyfus gave me this. And I showed him my tefillin with his father-in-law. I need to repaint it. Yeah, I need to paint it again. So I said to him, it takes 2 minutes to dry, right? But I want to do it again by breakfast. Yeah. If you put 2 coats of paint, it holds better. Do chazara. Go over your learning. Get it clear. Okay? The first thing you need to do, the first bracha of the 100 brachas the Rishim used to say, is hamapil. You know, go kepi. Go to sleep. You want to have a good night? Have a good night's sleep. It's a different world. And I can tell you stories galore about this. There's a Rebbe in Torah, as a bracha, he went to Chaim Kanievsky, he says, I have ups and downs in my learning, which, by the way, is normal. Yeah? It's a sign you're alive. Straight line means you're dead. Okay? So he said, do you sleep 8 hours? He said, no. He said, go home and sleep 8 hours. Okay? Now, I usually go to sleep after breakfast for 29 minutes. Okay? I can sleep for 10 minutes, complete with a dream. It helps to be tired. Yeah? But this is track, you go over it again, do chazara. You get up in the morning, before you get up, I don't give hadrocha to place the room, only a guest. But I'm sure your rabbein will agree with me, and if they don't, please tell them that you disagree. Before you get up from the Gemara, close your eyes, can you go over the main points? I don't care how many lines it is, just get it clear. You want to know the daf tomorrow? The first 10 lines, get it clear. Then in the second 10 lines, get it clear, and you do from the beginning of the daf. The bottom 10 lines, now if it's the first daf in Yevamos, so then you don't have 30 lines, okay? My Rebbe used to say, Rebbe Zechanu Rebbe Reb Tzvi Chavas used to say, every daf Gemara has a different face. They all look different. It's an old friend. I close my eyes and know what that daf Gemara looks like. And then I say, well, I told you learning Yevamos, so I could talk to you about that daf for your design. No. I'm going to talk to you about something else. So go over things, get them clear. When something is yours, you can love it. If it's not yours, then you can't love it. And therefore, you have to do it before you get up from your Gemara, go over it, get it clear, the main points. Not every word. Gemara was not written to be memorized word for word. Okay? The next morning, before you start your learning, go over it before, get it clear. The Gemara that's yours is a friend, and we love it. We need to have an inner world. Wherever you are, there are things going on around you. There's things going on around you. The outer world is constantly changing. Everything is changing. There's nothing stable outside. The only thing that's stable is what's inside. But make sure you put things inside. Make sure you carry your learning around with you. Now, I'm not kidding, but I have a memory of the Rosh Hashiva, your Rosh Hashiva, Rav Penach Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I have a very close connection to him. So I have stored up in my memory the Yatzma, Yatzma, I memorized it over and again and again and again, so I can go back to him. The things you don't store up inside, you don't go back to, you don't have it. We live in interesting times. We live in very interesting times. There's always going to be something going on to distract you. You have to build an inner world, a real world inside of you. Now, by a show of hands, and anybody walk past a little old lady in the street and push her in the gutter and grab a pocketbook? Anybody here? I have some bad news for you. You get no reward for that whatsoever. Your parents get rewarded for that. Okay? Rashi Zecheinu Levracha tells me pshat. And that you know, that Rashi tells you pshat. So Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz said, what's Chochmas HaKabbalah? Why? The why of the world. The why of the world. Now, we don't know why God does things. But we have a big picture, and we know He's good if we notice all the good things that we have. We have so many good things that we don't have because we don't notice them anymore. You got to, how many people by show of hands got up this morning? Yay! You got up this morning. Baruch Hashem. Yeah? No, I have no stress in Chutz La'aretz because I have no idea where I'm going and what I'm doing. Okay? If I'm late, it's Knox late. My gracious host. Yeah? And his wife knows exactly how to feed me. It's amazing. I feel at home here. Okay? So I want to let's learn something. He said, it says, Vayishmam, oh, yeah? That he was, Lot was he was delayed. Why? So Rashi says, because of his money. Now, these Malachim had already told him that, you know, what's going to happen. And they proved to him that they are capable of taking care of him and all those sodomites who are around. They proved to him, yeah? And he's still delayed. So you learn a Gemara, yeah? Gemara says in a few places, okay? Is there a person who loves his money more than his life? Yes, there are people who love their money more than their life. They work hard to keep more and more and more money. You're gonna get sick, don't be stupid. You're young people, take care of your bodies. You think your body's gonna be young forever. It will not, okay? Take care of it, it's a good friend. But there are people who give away their life in order to have money. But that's only the first parasha of Krishna. In the second parasha, it says b'chol vavchem b'chol nafshchem. It doesn't say b'chol moedchem. Why the Aruch Chaim says? Because we don't have to worry about tzibur being so stupid as to want to have their money over their life. But there are people like that. How did Rashi know that? Right? Rashi teaches me something very important. Yes, he was machnas Aruch in Sedoim. He was not here. But that was his chinuch. That wasn't his metzias. His test of his life was money. Chinuch. So he let people learn. He took risks to have necessary. He learned that from Avram. Yeah, he learned it from Avram. That's very nice. But it's not you. It's not you. It's not your inner world. But he got, why was he rewarded? Why did he get out of Sinai? Because he didn't tattle on his own to the Egyptians that Avram was the husband of Sarah, not the brother. They would have given him a lot of money. Yeah? Because if they would have known it was her husband, they would have made what they call a Roman election, which we call an assassination. Yeah? That's what they call it. Yeah? So, he'd be rewarded for not snitching his uncle to death. He got rewarded for that? Yes, money meant a lot to him. He went to Sidon. Sidon is a very bad place to go to. Why did he go to Sidon? Because he liked money. He was very into money. Understand? And he didn't tell on his uncle. Wow. That's how Rashi knows. I just remember, oh, money. I can't go. I have to save my money. But you may actually get killed. Look at my money. That was his test. And that's what he was rewarded for. That's what Rashi's telling me. Yeah? I figured that out on a I took a flight from where? From Las Vegas, from Newark to Las Vegas. It was delayed for 5 hours. Why? first they said, well, the plane is overweight. Mostly people are overweight. Here the plane is overweight. They have to get rid of some of the fuel. Say that when that was done, a policeman got on the plane and they brought an ambulance. It was a medical emergency. After that, yeah, they're about to go. Medical emergency. Until I figured that out, yeah, so they got this elderly woman off the plane and she never got back on again. By the time that happened, ready to go. 1 second, the pilots can't fly anymore because they're over the amount of time that they're flying. You can't a certain amount of time. Just like Yeshiva Bacham, go to sleep! Yes, yes, go to sleep. And then that was figured out. And then, oh no, now the crew can't fly. Because they also have to go kepi. Yeah. Yeah, so these four things, one after the other, independent. That's when I got the Chiddush in Rashi. That's the way I asked my mom. It's great, people are getting off the plane, they have to buy this and buy that and stretch their legs. Baruch Hashem, I'm in Gan Eden HaTachton. I have a sefer. I have a world inside of me. And it's a big sacrifice for me to tell you that. Because you don't talk about yourself. You need an inner world. There are things my wife doesn't know about me. And no one will ever know about me. Because that's private. That's me inside. Everyone has to have that place. If you don't, you don't have a life. That's why these phones, they are destructive. Because everything is just, you know, quick, fast. I mentioned last night that I had a... they said it's artificial intelligence. So I asked the artificial intelligence a question. Why did General Meade not pursue General Grant after Gettysburg? I was sure I wouldn't get an answer. A couple of minutes later, came out a piece of paper saying, it's machlekes. Okay? And they gave a few reasons. And I know, and my intelligence isn't artificial, is that all the reasons were right. Because I did look into the Civil War. I was born 82 years after the Civil War was over, since we don't know arithmetic anymore, so you can't figure out how old I am. Instead, get yourself an inner world! Torah, Avoda. Ah! It's gewaldig. Whoever you are, it's gewaldig. Even if you fly American Airlines. Yeah? I'm sitting in Santiago de Chile. American Airlines, they delayed my flight all the way. And then they put me on a flight, a Continental, and they didn't bother telling Continental that I was coming. And then a full flight. Yeah? So I had like a 5-hour delay in Miami. So I have my brother, Carmen Bauman. Yeah? I called him up. I have a 5-hour layover. So I went and visited his treadmill and came back. Treadmill's a very good place to visit. You can't live on a treadmill. Yeah, because then you have no life. You have to have quiet time. It's the Bracha Shabbos. It's time to figure out life. It's so good. It's so good to be here. I know there's people who care about me. Mm-hmm. I'm safe. Yeah? As much as you can be safe on something that's an outside world. I wouldn't go on and on. But do chazara. Get a good night's sleep. And you have to know, they hate us. The other side, you know why they hate us? Because we are the hope of the Jewish people. I know the idea. There's also Gemara, the Akiva said, I would bite a Talmud Chacham when I was in Amoritz. The Arabs hate us. We are the home and the backbone of the Jewish people. And the Chilonim, not yet, Shomer Torah, I'm going to say Charedim. Yeah? We have a life, and they're jealous of that life. And they, I know. But when we're together, they can't stop us. Achenu, you know what Achenu means? Ach, Rabbi Ruchim says, is a short version of Echod. La'achot kera, I'm sorry, la'achos kera, yeah? If the part of a person sitting is an Avela, so the Shailas, can you sew it up again? That's called La'achos. We are one. Mm-hmm. So what I would ask you to do as an exercise, yeah? is to look around and love your neighbors. Love your chavrusha. You see someone who's happy, say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that someone's doing, my friend is doing well. You see he's sad, say, put in a good word for him. You understand? Notice that we are one. Notice we are one. And the chavrusha deserves someone to learn with in the morning. I have a chavrusha who's a learning machine. We just had our 20th anniversary. And you know, he just, you know, every moment, this is precious. But Rav Ober said that this clock will tell you what time it is now. Now. A clock which has, arms, an analog clock, tells you how much time is left. How much time has gone by. That's what it tells you. Time is a resource. And I'm about to finish. I remember in Iron Dome, we got out of the taxi. I had the same guy driving me for the last 10 years to Tel Aviv. And says, get out of the car and stretch yourself out on the ground, okay? Because there was not, the explosion was not far. Down the road was a woman who for sure did not live in Meir Sharim, okay? We want people! Take care of each other. Now decide. I'm going to care about, you go to a siyum. You go to a shevet brachos. You feel joy for someone else's success. That's the top of the siyum. And Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, you can take care of them. You mean a lot to them, okay? Learn well. Get rid of your phones that keep you up until what time at night. Get off the idea of looking at things like that, because nothing ever goes in. Please take care of yourself. Klai Yisrael needs you people, okay? I can go to the Baruch Hashem. I can go quickly, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for listening to me. Have a great day. I'd like to say in this city, un gran dia, un gran semana, un gran mes.